From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I stare at the sky, swerving occasionally back into my lane during rush hour. You'd pay for a picture that pretty, but here it is sitting overhead, playing off the sunset, my busy Northern Californian city. I'm heading for the Holloman Detox Center in my twice-a-month recovery meeting. I bring a book, some literature, my story, and see who shows up. The place is similar to where I got cleaned up 13 years ago, the David P. Hooper Detox Center in Portland, Oregon, named after the last guy to die of alcoholism in the old city jail. I greet the intake counselor and grab the sign-up sheet. Someone shuffles off to round up the residents, and I head down the long hall to the TV room. Sometimes a prostitute is yelling at a guy on the street, or somebody's spouse is prowling around the parking lot, so we keep the windows closed. It gets hot in the summer, but it's fall and cool, and no one tries to prop up the windows with recovery books. Today it's mostly men, a few women. They've been in rehabs, hospitals, Synanon, jails, psych wards, under bridges, and one guy last week was telling me his wife was down the street at the motel smoking crack right now. They're waiting to get into new programs, trying to get their life together, hoping for a bus ticket to Modesto, or waiting for a liver. I just tell them how I got clean and sober, give a few suggestions, and then let them talk. It's then that I notice it, the tenderness they show to one another. They'll see each other for a week at most, but now they are shipwreck survivors. They know each other's names, they hear their darkest hours, and they see each other's struggles. This little crew of lost and bewildered men and women for a few days have a home. They make their nest in their community. We all do, but in this place, and what others might consider hell, I see just enough to make me believe humanity could survive each other. I pass the carnicerias and gas stations on my way back home. I see the confused, the blighted, the self-assured destruction. I look up at the crescent moon and say, "May all beings in all places be happy," and floor it through a yellow light. With a perspective, I'm David Treboiser.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.